Cody, the Sunday Satsang, March 20th, 2020. Cody asked a question about seeing Krishna. You know, with these eyes, can we see Krishna? Or should we want to see Krishna with these eyes, or should we see with the heart? Or is seeing means it's an internal condition? But this is described in Madhurya Kandamani, Eighth Shower Prema. And first of the answer is we should desire a devotee, the object, we want to see the object of our love, the object of our love, our prema vishaya, the object of our love, our prema shraya, jiva. The goal is Krishna prema, and prema has a form, and the form is sundar, satyam shivadam sundaram, the form is beautiful, sweet and charming. Manju, madhur, charming, manju, sweet, madhur, and beautiful sundarya, sham sundar. So we should want to see with these eyes, and the eyes will be able, Krishna will give us the eyes to see him. Because the eyes to see Krishna are the eyes of love. So Vishnu Chakravarti reveals that when we come to prema, how we experience Krishna, the first experience we have of Krishna is seeing him directly, sakshat darshan, we see him with these eyes. We have the premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena, the bhakti vilochan, the eye of devotion, the eye of the devotee. The bhakti vilochan is coated with prema. It's a coating, it's an invisible coating of prema that coats the heart and coats the mind, covers like a paint the wall. It's coating the heart and the mind and eventually the eyes with pure love for Krishna. So he says pratama labdha para chamatkarasya bhaktasya lochanayo sva sundaryam prakashate prabhuna. That Krishna first reveals his astonishing sundarya rupam. He manifests that. When prema first arises in a devotee, Krishna reveals his personal sweetness to the eyes of that greatly astonished loving devotee. When this devotee experiences his incredible sweetness of Shamsundar, all of the devotee's senses and his mind turn into eyes. Then he experiences ecstatic symptoms when he sees Krishna and becomes stunned. He shivers and tears. And he may faint in ecstasy. So this is prema. At the level, before prema, there's bhava bhakti. At the level of bhava bhakti, a devotee becomes eligible and qualified to see and get Krishna's darshan. This is told in Sandarbhas by Jiva Goswami. At the final stage of prema, Krishna will show himself directly. He'll give sakshat darshan to the prema bhakta. The sweet sequence of experiencing Krishna's level of prema, first with the eyes we'll see Krishna, then with the nose we'll smell Krishna, then with the ears we'll hear Krishna's voice, then with our skin we'll feel the sense that we'll touch, feel Krishna's touch, be touched by Krishna, and finally we'll taste Krishna. It's a final taste. We'll see Krishna, smell Krishna, hear Krishna, feel Krishna, and taste Krishna, depending on the rasa. So first Krishna, so this is the... These are revelations that the devotee experiences Krishna through his different senses. First, Krishna reveals his endless sweetness to the eyes of his loving devotee. Rupamrita Sindhu, Taratranga Bindu, Ek Bindu, Jagat Jube. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Rupamrita Sindhu, Taratranga Bindu, Ek Bindu, Jagat Jube. This is Krishna. His form is an ocean of sweetness. And just one drop of one wave, one drop of one wave of that sweetness can drown the whole universe. A drop from the ocean of Krishna's nectarine form, sweet form, can drown the whole universe. When this ocean of Krishna's nectarine beauty appears before the eyes of devotee, all the senses of the devotee who is so eager to see Krishna focus on the eyes. Even though all the senses are fixed on the view of Krishna's form, the loving devotee cannot fill his senses, cannot fill his eyes with his vision, because he becomes overcome by sattvic transformations of ecstasy, shivering, and tears. Tears arise profusely in his eyes and block his vision. And not seeing the Lord of his love and life, the devotee faints of ecstasy. In order to awaken the devotee, Krishna makes the wonderful fragrance of his body enter the devotee's nostrils. Kasturi lipta nilotpala taraye parimala tarajini Krishnangaganda. Krishna's angaganda, the fragrance of Krishna's body, defeats the fragrance of a blue lotus covered with musk. Then when a devotee catches this fascinating sweet fragrance, he recovers from his fainting swoon and all his senses focus on his nose. And a devotee is unable to bear the weight of the sweetness of Krishna's fragrance and he faints again. Then Sri Hari awakens the devotee a second time by injecting his ears with the sweetness of his nectarine voice. Say Sri Mukha Bhashita Amrita Hoya Paramrita. The words that emanate from Krishna's mouth are sweeter than nectar. So this is the experience of the level of prema. It's something to hanker for. It's something to. It's the goal of life. It's the goal of bhajan. It's the goal of bhakti bhajan. The goal of hundreds of lifetimes of practice of bhajan is to experience Krishna's sundarya rupam first, and then smell his body, hear his words, feel his touch and taste his lips, if we have an amorous attitude. Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Shyam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Sanai Satsang Ki Jai.